This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisani with the news, the headlines first. Mahaashtami festival being celebrated today, worshipping goddess Durga Bhavani. Foreign Affairs Minister returns home attending non-aligned movement high-level meeting. And U.S. to reopen Mexico-Canada borders for fully vaccinated travelers. Now the news in detail. President Vidyadev Bhandari has visited Palanchok Bhagwati Temple in Kabri Palanchok this morning on their day of Mahaashtami. The president worshipped at the Bhagwati Temple in Palanchok this morning. Last year, worship at the temple was suspended due to the high risk of corona infection. Hindus throughout the country are observing the 8th day of the 10-day-long Bradasai festival as the Mahaashtami festival today by worshipping goddess Durga Bhavani. On this day, people offer special worship to the goddesses Mahakali, Mahalakshmi and Mahasaraswati. This day of the Dasai festival is considered a special day when goddess Durga attend power. On the occasion, people perform religious rituals at the Dasai ghars and armories and offer worship to goddess at various shrines by offering sacrifices of different animals. Devotees throng various goddess shrines in the Kathmandu Valley from early morning today for offering worship and sacrificing goats and dogs. Special Durga Puja worship and prayer ceremonies are held at the Dasai Ghar. People also worship the weapons, vehicles and machines. Also on this day, a special Kalrati worship is held at midnight at Dasai Ghar of Hanuman Toka in the capital city. The Talijo Bhavani Temple, situated within the Hanuman Toka Darbari area, is to be kept open to devotees on the occasion of the Mahanavami this year as the risk of coronavirus infection is decreasing. This temple, dedicated to goddess Talijo Bhavani, is opened only on the day of Mahanavami or Aswin Shukla Navami every year. Chief of Hanuman Dhaka Darbar Supervision Office Sandeep Khanal said the temple was not opened last year due to the high risk of COVID-19. However, preparations are made to open the temple this year as many people have been administered vaccines against COVID-19 and the risk is also low. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba has said he is stunned by the road accidents occurred in Mugu, Kaski and Assam. Talking to the social site Twitter on Tuesday evening, Prime Minister Deuba said he was shocked by the news about the accidents and expressed condolences to those died in the incidents. He also extended sympathy to the bereaved families. The Prime Minister has also stated in his Twitter post that the government will make arrangements for providing appropriate relief to the families of those killed in the accidents and further rescue and free medical treatment to those injured in these incidents. Prime Minister Deuba also called attention of all those concerned to carry out regular testing and repair of public-private vehicles, not to carry passengers more than the capacity and to adopt all safety standards for minimizing the road accidents. Karnali Province Chief Govinda Prasad Kalauni and Chief Minister Mahendra Bahadur Shahi have expressed grief over the bus accident occurred in Mugu district on Tuesday. Issuing separate condolence messages, they have expressed sympathies to the members of the bereaved families and wished for the speedy recovery of those persons injured in the accident. Chief Minister Shahi has thanked the security agencies, health workers, the local people's representatives and others who immediately started rescue and primary treatment soon after getting information of the accident. Likewise, he has directed the province government, the local levels, local administration, security bodies and all concerned to lessen the crowding in vehicles during the festival period to keep the mechanical status of the vehicles problem-free and to make arrangements for minimizing the accidents through strict avoidance of traffic rules. A passenger bus which set out from Mugu from Nepalganj on Tuesday met an accident near Pina Tapni Khola of Chainath Rara Municipality 7, Mugu District on Tuesday. 32 people died and 13 others were injured in the accident. The injured are undergoing treatment at Mugu District Hospital and in Nepalganj and Kohalpur Teaching Hospital in Bagai District. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Naren Kharka returned home today after participating in the high-level commemorative meeting of the non-aligned movement NAM in Belgrade of Serbia. Talking to journalists at Tribhuvan International Airport upon his arrival from Serbia, the minister said that the meeting and his visit both were successful and productive for Nepal. Over 100 non-aligned movement members attended the special event and Minister Kharka addressed it on 11th of October. As he said, current issues of a global concern such as rising ethnic racism and interstate conflict, violent extremism, international terrorism, climate change, geopolitical tension and arms race were raised strongly by Nepal during the meeting. He said he also highlighted the issues of climate change and challenges posed by the COVID-19 pandemic to mankind. On the sideline of the meeting, Foreign Minister Kharka held a meeting with Serbian President Aleksandar Vučić and discussed on multiple topics between the two countries. Similarly, he had held bilateral talks with his counterparts from Serbia and Turkey. Minister Kharka said during the meetings they discussed trade and economic investment, economic assistance and cultural relations between Nepal and these countries. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. The US has said it will reopen its borders with Mexico and Canada to fully vaccinated travelers from November. In a statement, its Department of Homeland Security said it will allow travel for non-essential purposes via land and ferry crossings. From January 2022, it will also require proof of vaccination for any travel over these crossing, essential or not. The US has restricted travel from its northern and southern neighbors since March 2020 due to the COVID pandemic. But President Joe Biden's administration recently revealed that restrictions on fully jabbed air travelers would be eased in November. Members of the G20 group of major economies have pledged to avert an economic catastrophe in Afghanistan. German Chancellor Angela Merkel said the country should not be allowed to descend into chaos. The virtual summit came as the UN urged world leaders to put billions of dollars into Afghan economy. US President Joe Biden stressed that aid should be provided by independent international organizations and not directly to the ruling Taliban. But so far, the money for forthcoming has largely been counted in millions just to provide emergency food and medicine. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Maha Ashtami festival being celebrated today, worshipping goddess Durga Bhavani. Foreign Affairs Minister returns home attending non-aligned movement high-level meeting and US to reopen Mexico-Canada borders for fully vaccinated travelers. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.online.nepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.